professional dance school is neatly tucked inside a building with other businesses off of Main Street in the village of Williamsville. Inside, you will find Joseph Cipolla teaching ballet class.
Then you round and stretch. Single on the oar, single, double plie, arabesque.
Cipolla is a native of Buffalo and returned home after dancing professionally with the Sadler Wells Royal Ballet, the Dance Theater of Harlem, and at Birmingham Royal Ballet.
I came back to America in 2001 after I finished a contract, my final contract with the Birmingham Royal Ballet in England, and I had a small group of dancers. First came back to the Cape Cod, and this group of dancers kind of turned into a full-time thing, from a kind of summer thing to a full-time obsession, I suppose, you know.
Cipolla co-founded the Configuration Dance Theater with Colleen Fisher, a contemporary ballet company. Initially, the dance troupe performed at UB Center for the Arts. But Cipolla admits funding wasn't easy, so that's when they decided to open a dance school and offer professional ballet lessons.
Funding is a real problem, and it has been. I'm not going to lie to you. And so we kind of switched gears and went from a professional company of six dancers that I brought with me, and we said, well, let's do a school. Let's start, like, nurturing talent.
And as the school nurtures the new local dance talent, it also created new ballet themes, stepping outside the traditional performances of the Nutcracker during the holiday season.
You need to start thinking in more contemporary terms and developing more contemporary ideas. And while still being able to maintain some of the, you know, more traditional things that work. And I think there's a place for both, you know, keep kind of one foot in the future and one foot, you know, firmly, you know, placed in the past.
Cipolla and his partner Fisher also work as co-artistic directors. Fisher is a big fan of The Grinch and decided to turn parts of it into a ballet, helping create The Tales of Winter, a first-of-its-kind show for Buffalo.
We love The Nutcracker. You know, we've both done The Nutcracker for years. I never get tired of it. The music is beautiful, Tchaikovsky. This year we wanted to do something a little bit different.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Now, Fisher didn't want to reveal too much about the performance, but noted that in the Grinch piece, you can expect some of those Grinch-like costumes and wild hairdos featured in the original 1966 animation, and perhaps even a Grinchy grin.
And we actually are having Leanne's Studio One School come in. We have some volunteers that are coming in to actually do all of their hair and makeup. They did a trial run on Saturday. It was awesome. So their hair is just amazing. And we have all, it's very colorful. The expressions are amazing.
Trim up your uncle and your aunt with your dog.
But before The Grinch, the first half of Tales of Winter will feature Nutcracker music. But don't expect the classical kind. Dancers will be performing their moves with the use of Duke Ellington's Nutcracker Suite. You'll recognize the Waltz of the Flowers and the Sugar Plum Fairy, but Ellington titled it the Sugar Rum Cherry.
It's absolutely brilliant. And so he took the original Tchaikovsky score, and he transposed it into a jazz, you know, big band jazz sound, you know, as only Duke Ellington could do it. And I have to say, I cheated big time on this one, because as a dancer, when I was dancing myself in England, the director of the Birmingham Royal Ballet, David Bentley, did the entire piece, and it worked so well. It was really great.
So it's very jazzy and playful. The music you might not recognize as actual Nutcracker music, so it's a little bit different. We are also doing a piece that I choreographed to Sanctus, and it's done in it's done to Pachelbel's Canon in D. So it's very beautiful.
Configuration held an open audition for other area dance schools to be in the show. More than 20 students, ages 7 through 18, were selected. They'll dance alongside some principal dancers in Tales of Winter. The concept of Tales of Winter is to build on it each year. Fisher and Zapola are hoping that this first ever performance will turn into a new holiday tradition for a Buffalo audience. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.